With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's inauguration schedule includes two traditional church services. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The president-elect will start the day Monday by attending a service at St. John's Episcopal Church, located across Lafayette Park from the White House. This is a long-running tradition for incoming presidents. On Tuesday, Trump's first full day in office, he will attend a national prayer service at the Washington National Cathedral. For his swearing-in, the president will use two Bibles, one given to him by his mother, and the Lincoln Bible, which was first used in 1861. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump addressed a large rally in Washington Sunday.
We're going to stop the invasion of our borders. We're going to reclaim our wealth. We're going to unlock the liquid gold that's right under our feet, liquid gold. We're going to bring back law and order to our cities.
The crowd very happy.
We won Pennsylvania, we won Georgia, we won North Carolina, we won Michigan, we won Wisconsin, we won Arizona, we won Nevada.
President Trump says he'll issue an executive order Monday allowing TikTok back online. In a post on Truth Social, he said it would allow time to make a deal to protect our national security. TikTok went offline in the U.S. Saturday night, but came back on Sunday. Investor Kevin O'Leary is offering $20 billion cash to buy TikTok. He's best known for his role in the show Shark Tank. He revealed he'd offer TikTok's owners $20 billion to take the app off their hands before it's banned. TikTok will not be available in the U.S. unless the Chinese parent company sells it to somebody else due to national security concerns. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey's Democrat Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply of abortion pills ahead of President Trump's second administration. New Jersey joins other Democrat-led states, including Massachusetts and California, as stockpiling mifepristone, one of two drugs used in combination to end pregnancies. Last summer, the Supreme Court preserved access to the pill, which is used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions. More details at SRNNews.com. During her confirmation hearing last week on Capitol Hill, Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi affirmed that she would protect religious liberty in America.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley cited prosecutions against pro-life Christians as one instance of abuse of power by the Biden DOJ.
To prosecute individuals peacefully praying outside of an abortion clinic.
Senator Josh Hawley directly asked Ms. Bondi if she would stand up for First Amendment rights.
Will you stop the disparate treatment of Americans on the basis of religious faith?
Yes, Senator.
Will you stop the deliberate persecution of pro-life Americans for nothing more than their pro-life beliefs?
Yes, Senator.
The senator thanked the nominee for her commitment.
Because we need it. We need it.
George Williams reporting.
Fire crews continue to make progress on the Palisades and Eaton fires in Southern California. The Eaton fire now 81% contained. The Palisades fire 52%. More details at SRNNews.com.